It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Barricades are up outside criminal court in New York City after the last potential witness testified before a grand jury investigating whether former President Trump falsified business records to hide a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Correspondent Jared Hill is in Manhattan.
CBS News has learned former President Donald Trump is not expected to be indicted by a Manhattan grand jury today, though it could come by the end of the week. Still, after his calls for protests to, quote, take back our nation.
Intelligence sources tell CBS News they've seen a significant increase in threats and violent rhetoric online from domestic extremists, although they haven't indicated that there is any credible or direct threat against a person or property.
Classes will be canceled in Los Angeles today. School support staffers are about to go on strike. This mom backs them up.
We have some of our most underpaid workers doing some of the most challenging jobs on our campuses. The majority aren't receiving health care. They've been negotiating for years.
Correspondent Steve Futterman is in L.A.
The strike involves around 30,000 workers. This includes aides, custodians, food workers, basically everyone who's not a teacher. The teachers technically are not on strike, but they say they will not cross the picket line. So essentially, they are taking part in the walkout. Now, some schools will have supervision, but there will be no classes today throughout the L.A. Unified School District.
China's Xi Jinping has invited Vladimir Putin to visit Beijing this year during day two of their meetings in Moscow. The leaders are defying Western criticism over the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Kyiv.
Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow is set to run through Wednesday. He's then reportedly expected to speak to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky next. He has warned Beijing not to supply any weapons to Russia.
President Biden's issued the first veto of his administration. The Republican-backed legislation would have blocked retirement plan managers from considering environmental, social, and governance factors, or ESG, in their investment decisions. A Colorado dentist is facing a first-degree murder charge after police in Aurora say James Craig poisoned his wife's protein shake. Neighbors are stunned.
It just makes me sick.
Didn't seem real. Yeah. Didn't seem like something that he could ever do to her.
An arrest affidavit alleges Craig was working on starting a new life with someone else. S&P futures up 21, and the White House will be rocking today. President Biden will award Bruce Springsteen, Gladys Knight, actress Mindy Kaling, and others with the National Medal of Arts. Dow futures ahead 213. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Watching my favorite movies and TV shows is my happy place. And Pluto TV makes it even happier because it's free. Stream all you want and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never, Pluto TV.
Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. Navage is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza, fries, whoa, Braley, no, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Doorworks for the win.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with a chance of snow, high of 39, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, lows dip down to about 33, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 51. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 38. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow 52. Cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on Oregon in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 8.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center,
or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy. So we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with a chance of snow, high of 39, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 33, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high of 48, about an inch of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on Oregon in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 8.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station.
Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with highs around 51. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 38. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High of 52. Cloudy skies. Low 40s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Way back for today's music break to find out what was the number one song on this particular day in history. February 28th, 1942. So we're still in the early weeks of America's involvement in the Second World War. And the number one song was Moonlight Cocktail by Glenn Miller. Hit number one and would stay that way for 10 weeks. And as I'm listening to this, I caught the lyrics and I looked them up and I thought, that's a very nicely written little ditty there. The Moonlight Cocktail lyrics include a couple of jiggers of moonlight and add a star, pour in the blue of a June night and one guitar, mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are, lovers hail the Moonlight Cocktail. So you're not going to get that from Eminem. Necessarily, although I'd love to. I'm serious, Aaron. I would love if there were more of today's artists, rap and otherwise, that went back and grabbed some lyrics and put them into something more appropriate for what people like to listen to today, because there was great writing back then. It's just that you're not going to hear the Glenn Miller Orchestra necessarily. I'd rather hear how it would sound today, and there's some great writing out there.
Although the Marshall Mathers Orchestra would also be pretty interesting if he just literally did a cover of this, but...
I would like to hear that. I seriously would. Also on this day, it was February 28th, 1983, the final episode of MASH, Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen, aired on CBS. We talked about this a couple of weeks back when talking about Super Bowl ratings, and the most highly rated TV programs, you know, the top 10 are all Super Bowls, except for this final episode of MASH, which had 121.5 million viewers. All right, speaking of music closer to today's era, here was the number one song from 2004.
Peace up. Peace A-Town. Up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's Usher, of course, Ludacris, Lil Jon hit number one on this day, and this one stayed number one for 12 weeks. It was the biggest hit of 2004. Frankly, it'd still be one of the biggest hits today if it got released. It's that good. This day in 1967, Pink Floyd got their first record deal with EMI Records. On this day in 1984, Michael Jackson won 8 Grammys, including Album of the Year for Thriller. And one birthday from the country music world, Jason Aldean is 46 years old today. All right, we just talked about the biggest hit of...
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, brought